They were ranked number 11 before they took on Pfeiffer, who was ranked... No, Dominica was ranked 13, and Pfeiffer was ranked at 11. And they had a little bit of struggles in the second half against Pfeiffer. And they couldn't pull out the win, so that knocked them out of the top 15 national rankings, but still receiving votes, and they're right outside the top 15, so a huge game for Dominican, even though they're taking on Notre Dame, Dana Mir, who's only 1-3.
Exactly, and this is a winnable game for them. Rivalry, then they take on DePauw. They'll play that game at Whittier, and then they'll play the actual Whittier College. So a nice three-game stretch here for Dominican. They're out in front, 1-0 in the conference, 4-1 overall. They'll try to build on it today.
And listen to the national anthem, and we'll be right back. Beautiful rendition of the recorded national anthem there for you listeners back at home. Alex Swan, give us the lineups for today's WILA Conference action match.
For your Penguins starting off, it's going to be the attackman, number one, Glant Clifford, the sophomore from Portland, Oregon. Another attackman, number four, Cody Bernstein, will join him, the sophomore from Kirkland, Washington. And the backup goalie getting the start tonight, Reese Stanley. He's from Coronado, California. Number 11, Colin Mahone, is a freshman. He's from San Diego. He's a defenseman. Joining him in the back is Rudy Bowman from Davis, California. Brian Rocca, the junior from Orienda, California, is another defenseman that will join him in the back. At midfield will be Dylan Acevedo from Yorba Linda, California, the junior. And rounding out the midfield is from number 48, Brock Beal, the senior, one of the captains from Camas, Washington. And in the defense will be number 50, Brian Ward from Thousand Oaks, California, and number 43, the leading goal scorer for the Penguins, Kevin Powers, to round out the starting lineup for the Penguins. And on the other side for Notre Dame, Dana Mir, Argonauts coach, Arabahijo, number two, Curtis Yokoyama, the freshman from Shamus, Washington, the midfielder. Number three, Griffin Van Bausch, the midfielder from Sebastopol, California. Number four, Jordan Wagner, the attackman from Bainbridge Island. Number five, Evan King, the defenseman from Fair Oaks, California. Number seven, Devin Laporta, the attackman from Chesterfield, Michigan. Kyle Milhack would be in the defense from Los Angeles, California. Number 18, Carter Olson, the attacker from Petaluma, will round out the starting lineup for Notre Dame, Dana Mir. And we are underway as Dominican controls the faceoff.
Still making announcements here. Lengthy team.
Dominican still has possession as the announcements finish up. It's Garner who checks in, gives it off to Bernstein, tries to attack, cut off by Olson. Into the back behind the net is Bernstein. This is Cody. Maneuvering in, ball's now loose. Picked up by Copeland, passes it underneath to Bernstein, shot, score!
Just how they wanted to start right there. First possession for the Penguins. Nice look from Copeland on the right alley. Gave it off to the left. Nice pass and a beautiful finish by the Penguins, starting early 1-0.
And Copeland did well to retrieve that loose ball, find Bernstein cutting backdoor, who gives the Penguins an early 1-0 lead against this Argonaut squad. And if you're Coach Webster, that's exactly how you do want to start at Temple.
Yeah, you win the faceoff, you retain possession there. In no rush, they got a nice look from Copeland and a beautiful pass to set up a nice, easy goal that went top shelf.
Powers will dig in for the faceoff, and he wins it for Dominican as they'll have another shot at attack on goal.
And these two teams met twice last year as they're in the same conference, and Dominican owned both matchups 18-3 and 22-3 in the second. So Dominican does have a way of beating their rival Argonauts in big fashion. Let's hope for the same today.
They roll it out to Jake Bernstein. Now it's Copeland, who will set it up for the Penguins just outside on the wing.
And one thing to note with the Argonauts is they are under a first-year coach, so they're a little bit thin in players, only have 20 on the roster.
Copeland attacks. His shot is saved. Done well there by Aaron Cruz, the goalie for the Argonauts. Copeland will look to attack as he is one of the captains for the Penguins as he checks out. First possession here for the Argonauts as they're looking to advance into midfield. It's Frew. Now back to the goalie, Cruz. Dominican doing a good job of keeping the ball in the back half of the Argonauts' territory.
Yeah, they're making it tough for the Argos to clear past mid-court.
And now a turnover.
Midfield, not mid-court.
Collision between McMahon and Olsen. Comes to Notre Dame Dendemeer, shot on goal, saved by Stanley. Penguins will look to push in transition. Here comes Jake Bernstein, putting the moves on inside, his shot wide. Penguins will have the backup and retain possession.
I like the energy and movement I've seen early from the Penguins. They're attacking quickly, trying to catch Notre Dame Dendemeer off guard, and that's huge when they only have 20 people. You can't substitute that frequently as they have littler numbers than the Penguins, so look for the Penguins to use their depth early on.
Bernstein once again maneuvering behind the back of the net. Finds Clifford. Out to Powers. Now reversed all the way over onto the left wing is Fritz. He goes inside, cut off by the Argonauts. Finds Jack Beal, the brother of Captain Brock, now behind to Bernstein. Bernstein loves to maneuver behind the net. That's Cody. They find Connor Pryor, the freshman, over under to Clifford. Penguins now right knocking on the door. Jack Beal puts the moves on, gets inside, his shot just wide.
Nice attack. He went right, then quickly cut to his left and beat the defender. All he had to do was finish, just barely missed the cage.
Penguins had the backup, and they still will get another attack. Beal and Pryor will play catch with it. Now it's Fritz, tries to get inside. Argonauts do well to cut him off, but he shoots and scores right over the shoulder of Cruz, and it's 2-0 Penguins.
Started low, then went high, top right shelf to beat goalie Aaron Cruz in net. Quick 2 points for the Penguins.
He had great weight exchange from the left to the right foot, front to back, to generate his power. Put one right past Cruz, and it's 2-0 Penguins, and they have dominated early.
And that's what you expect for a team ranked just outside the National 15 in lacrosse. They're taking care of the Argonauts here early.
Powers and Van Bosch dig in for the faceoff, and Powers wins it once again. Argonauts have barely touched the ball early on in the first 5 minutes. 11:04 remaining, it's 2-0 Penguins. As they will set it up, it's Bernstein and Garner playing catch out on the wing. Now they find Copeland on the right wing. Tries to get inside, his shot, and he scores! 3-0 Penguins, and they're making it look like a piece of cake. 10:45 left, and it's been Copeland who just puts it in. Nobody picked him up. He had a nice invert cut right near the crease. Put it right past Cruz.
Yeah, Copeland, a very capable attackman there. Already scored 7 goals on the season. That time is 8th. Went high again to beat goalie Aaron Cruz. And all 3 goals for the Penguins have come up top shelf.
Argonauts have been struggling mightily in the faceoff game, but they do well to win one here. as Winter comes away with it. Maybe the Argonauts can get on the board here with a possession, but it's Van Bausch, the freshman, getting hounded by two Penguin defenders. Does well to run away.
Like Adam stated, an opponent that the Penguins saw earlier on in the season, the Argonauts are very young. Under a first-year coach who just recently graduated as an Argonaut, they're still going a transition phase, so that they're expected to have a rebuilding year. And right now the Penguins are a much older and veteran team right now, rubbing it in early, 3-0.
And that's good that the Argonauts went out and got Arabajo, a former Argonaut player. That does well to build the chemistry, and he'll have to build from the bottom up as a shot goes wide from Wagner. Argonauts will have the backup.
Yeah, and I agree, Swanee. He was a fixture in the Notre Dame community, and everyone liked him. And then he came back next year as the coach was fired, and I thought it was a perfect hiring. Now it's just about rebuilding, and we're seeing why early on. They're a little young and making mistakes that the Penguins just haven't made already.
Jones out on the left wing. They feed it up top to Wagner. He plays catch with Jones. He has again cut off well by the Penguins. That was Acevedo. Now they feed it behind the net to Van Bausch. He goes into the middle. Ball's now loose, picked up by the Penguins. It's the long defenseman, Brian Rocca.
And the Argonauts can't turn over the ball against the Penguins team that is very good on the counter right now, looking to attack.
And now Penguins will push it in transition now into the Argonaut territory. Bernstein's behind the net. Goes over to Powers. They're playing catch. From left to right, behind the net, comes up top now. They'll swing it over to Copeland. And the Penguins will look to set up their attack once again. They've been methodical, but they've scored. Here comes Garner on the drive, behind the net to Bernstein. They're probing, shot goes high from Powers. Does that look like it slipped out of his cross? Penguins have the backup, it's Bernstein, and they have another shot at possession.
Yeah, that was good D by the Argonauts. They collapsed on the shooter there and forced a wild shot as they hit his cross right when he shot.
Bernstein's pass is deflected, comes to his brother Jake Bernstein, now over to Copeland, behind the net to Cody Bernstein, cutting his Powers, his shot is wide. Penguins once again run it down with the backup, and that a backup is when the shot goes past the net, behind all the way out of bounds. The nearest player, either for the Argonauts or the Penguins, whoever's closest when it goes out of bounds will have possession. Penguins have been doing a great job of that so far, and here's Jake Bernstein inside, double teamed, kicks it out now to Garner. Penguins just don't turn the ball over, which they've been doing an excellent job here early. Swinging around, it's up top to Copeland. He's on the drive, his shot off Cruz. Good save. Loose ball now. Garner's battling. Clifford's battling, and Garner comes out with it.
Good job by Garner to get the ground ball there and keep the ball in the Penguins' attack area.
Jake Bernstein underneath, all behind to his brother, who went behind the shoulder. A little fancy shot. Cruz did well to save it.
He tried to go sports center top 10 there with the around-the-back shot. Just barely missed as goaltender Aaron Cruz got a hand on it.
You can see the chemistry right there between Jake and Cody Bernstein. As they had a dandy play on. Shot inside. Stanley does well to controls. He has not let up any goals with the two shots, but he turns it over.
And one thing to note I like about the Argonauts jerseys, those look like gold chrome helmets. Really sticks out to me. That's just one thing I wanted to get out there since we didn't get to cover in pregame.
Possession now over to the Penguins. As we are now underway. And it's Brock Beal onto the left wing. Penguins will look to attack. Him and Clifford look to play catch. On the left side, now they find Copeland. As they work it around, Cody Bernstein now not out under the net. He's above on the right wing. Goes cross court over to Clifford. Penguins doing a great job moving the ball early. Garner comes in from a substitution and now has a pass from Copeland. Now underneath to Clifford. He's double teamed. His pass is deflected by an Argonaut. Oh, Powers as well. Switches hands with his cross to keep the possession alive after he scooped up that ball.
That's pretty stick handling there from Clifford.
Copeland spins his shot. Oh, he bounced it off the turf past Cruz and scores. That's his second goal. 4-0 Penguins.
You've got to love what you see if you're Coach Webster. beautiful start from both the offensive and defensive sides. They're winning faceoffs. They're keeping the ball. 4-0 start as Coach Arabejo for the Argonauts has to take a timeout here early with 6 minutes left in the first quarter.
And it's been a dominant performance. Only two shots on goal for the Argonauts. And when the Penguins have been attacking, if they're not getting the goal, they're getting another shot with the backup as they continue to put the pressure on the Argonauts. It's 4-0, and if they don't get going, Notre Dame Dannemere, they could be in trouble early. As on the slate for the Penguins after this game, they'll have another one at Whittier College versus DePauw on Wednesday, March 26th at 7 p.m., and 2 days later on Friday, March 28th at Whittier College. That is the actual College of Whittier at 7 p.m. And when they go into April, that's when all the conference games really start to play out. They go at Adams State, at Colorado Mesa, at NDNU, and finish out the schedule here at Kinley Field on April 27th versus Colorado Mesa. So Temple, that's a huge slate. Once it hits April, that's when the games are going to count to try to win this Western Intercollegiate Lacrosse Association Conference.
Yeah, and the Penguins are trying to repeat as champions of the WILA Conference. Right now they're off to a good start. Got a record of 1-0 beating Adams State earlier in the season, 16-8. They started out slow in that game, but they were able to play a beautiful second half and beat Adams State. But yeah, going towards April is really when the games start to pick up. You have two games in Colorado, the 11th and 13th. Then you come back home to play NDNU in Colorado Mesa. That's going to round out the conference season. So after this, four more games left, and you got to make sure everyone is a win from here on out because you want to win the conference.
Blake Crossman digs in for the faceoff, and the Penguins do well to win it. Rocca comes out with it, and he runs away from the Argonaut defenders. And the Penguins make sure they got everybody on sides to start up their attack. They're going deep pass from the goalie Stanley to Jack Beal. He's on transition. Oh, and underneath, saved by Cruz. It was Rocca who was right in front of the net into the crease, but Cruz did well to have a fantastic save to keep the score at 4-0.
Yeah, they're going to call a penalty on Rocca just for being in the crease, which gives the ball over to the Argonauts. But a beautiful pass there to find him in the middle, just a little too far as he got right in Cruz's face.
5:30 here left in the first half as the Argonauts. Evan King comes on the left wing. Thanks for the help there, partner. I didn't see that Rocca got there in the crease.
Yeah, it's just easier for me because you got to pay attention to play-by-play. I can listen to the refs and see what they're saying.
Argonauts still have possession. It's Wagner up top to Plain. Swings it over to the right wing to Laporta. He spins. Tries to get inside. Cut off. Now passes behind the net. And that's Yokoyama running from sideline to sideline. Nothing doing for the Argonauts. Great defense by the Penguins. Ball's now up top to Wagner. Tries to get inside. He slips momentarily. Double teamed by two Penguins. Tries to get near the crease. His shot goes wide. And the flags fly by two referees.
Yeah, they're going to call a cross check. It looks here, like here on number 11, Colin McMahon, as he drove towards the cage there and got lit up after the shot. So now the Argonauts are going to be a man up.
And they'll have the extra man, and maybe this is what the Argonauts can do to try to get on the board for Coach Arabejo's squad, and it's a one-minute penalty. So they'll have a chance to attack this Penguin defense with a man advantage. Working it around the perimeter. Good rotation by the Penguin defense. Wagner underneath. Shot goes off the bar. That was Olsen who had a good look. Argonauts will still have possession.
That was the first open shot the Argonauts have had today. They couldn't take advantage there as Reese Stanley closed the door and made him go wide.
30 seconds left with this man advantage. Wagner spins, tries to go off. Inside his shot. Nicely done by Stanley to save it.
And that should run out the penalty there. Good job on the man advantage there to stop the Argonauts from getting two good looks and scoring, keep the score nil.
Guasco is running down the right sideline. as he enters Argonaut defensive territory. Passes behind to Cody Bernstein. Penalty now is killed. And even strength for both squads. Penguins will wait for their substitutions to get on the floor. Excuse me, the turf.
I've made that mistake already, too.
As Powers and Copeland join them.
Used to call in basketball. It's tough to do the change over to a field instead of a court.
Bernstein runs behind net. His pass back door goes wide, and now it's a turnover as Argonauts coming the other way. Poked away by Jack Beal. Broke his cross in half, actually. That was Argonaut as Jack Beal just completely snapped an Argonaut attackman's cross in half, and a goal now coming the other way is scored. That's going to be Jake Bernstein for the Penguins. It's 5-0.
What a poke there by Beal. Broke the stick in half, the cross in half. Ended up getting a ground ball, created a chance as the defender had to come off because he had no stick. Created a nice opportunity for the Penguins, and now they're up 5-0, looking to finish off this first quarter with another goal.
Penguin goal scored by number 23, James.
And now it will be Crossman digging in for the Penguins, and he wins another faceoff. He's been excellent. Him and Powers doing well. He's won 36% of his faceoffs this year. As that's always key to keep the possession after a goal for your team. It's 5-0 Penguins here in the first quarter. Just under 2:30 left as they have dominated the Argonauts in all phases of this game, and they got to get going, Notre Dame, Danny Muir, if they're going to have a chance in this ballgame.
It looks like the Argonauts are sagging off and letting the Penguins attack them on the offensive side, and that's created some problems here early.
Pryor, oh! Passes over, and the Penguins scored again. It's 6-0. And that was Crowley Galvin on the goal. The junior from Round Rock, Texas. Thank you, Temple. As I could not see, I was blocked by the players and coaches.
Yeah, that was a nice pass to set up that goal. And we thought that the fifth goal might be the last of the first quarter. Now they put on another quick one here with still 2 minutes left. They have a chance of putting 7 goals on in the first quarter.
Face-off once again. Ball's loose. Here comes Rocca, tries to scoop it up and does well to win another possession for the Penguins.
They have dominated in all facets of the game here in the first quarter. Now looking to maybe put the dagger in the Argonauts early on.
Penguins working around Clifford to Jack Beal on the right wing. Argonauts defense showing a lot of holes here early as the Penguins have attacked it methodically and have scored on almost every possession they've had it.
And I think it's because they're sagging off so much, they're letting the attacks in the alleys just come right down and get wide open shots just like that one.
No pressure on Jack Beal there as his shot sails wide. And you're right, Mike. They've got to put more pressure on up top to stop these Penguins from rushing in from the wings and getting good looks. Bernstein now to Fritz. Nothing doing for him. Kicks it out up top to Pryor. Penguins will reset. Right wing to Jack Beal. 1 minute left in the first quarter. 6-0 Penguins. As here comes Fritz on the attack underneath to Bernstein. Tries to find it to Galvin, whose shot goes off of Cruz's cross. Good save by Cruz. Argonauts coming the other way. Here comes Ryan Jones on the left wing. Chased by Fritz. And he does well to cut him off. 33 seconds now in the first quarter, and this will probably be the last possession for the Argonauts as they will try to melt it down. It's Wagner battling. His shot is deflected. Ball is loose. Found by an Argonaut. That's Olsen. His shot goes off of Stanley. Great goalkeeping here from Reese Stanley early on as he has shut out the Argonauts. Down to 8 seconds.
Yeah, that would have been huge if the Argonauts could have got a goal before the first quarter. Now the Penguins trying to attack.
Here comes Pout. Fritz, a last-minute shot.
Can't score it as the horn sounds. Penguins up by six as that will end the first quarter. Dominating performance for the Penguins. We'll be right back at radio.dominican.edu.
The flames will grow till things we've never seen seem familiar. Saddles of a sailor forming
hunger, I believe the dreams came true.
And welcome back to Penguin Lacrosse here. Argonauts down early, 6-0 in what is the Battle of the Bay between two of the only lacrosse teams in California and NC2A. Right now the Penguins owning this one early, 6-0. As Swanee got to call a lot of action.
Temple now will be on the play-by-play.
And picking up the ground ball and face-off were the Penguins. They're going to have the ball once again in their attack area. They did a good job working the perimeter and really getting good looks, using the assist and passing the ball. They were finding each other tic-tac and were able to finish the toe and get six goals.
They did. I like the pun there. And they were using great cuts. And they always work well behind the net.
And they do. As Copeland fires a shot right at Cruz's head and hits him. But Cruz gets the save. But Copeland definitely hurt him as he hit him in the mask. Good shot attempt there from a guy who already has two goals.
We were reading an article, and Copeland nearly touches 100 miles an hour on some of his shots, and that one ricocheted off of Cruz, and you could see him kind of tap his helmet to make sure everything's okay up in the noggin.
Yeah, that definitely shook the brain a little bit, as that was, if not 100, it was close to it.
It was
right in the face, and it ricocheted about 15 feet to the right as the Argonauts were able to pick up the ground ball. We did have a whistle-stopping play, but it will be Argonaut ball. Once we get the second whistle, and there it is, as the Argonauts have it, which we haven't seen much of in their offensive area, now going towards our right. Stanley has been good when he's gotten few shots on net, as he stopped all of them in the 6-0 shutout right now.
The Penguins are in that zone.
Working it around the perimeter behind the cage now to the right. Argonauts have it up top with Wagner on the man advantage. His shot scores from the left alley. A beautiful shot there, beat Stanley high. And it's going to be Ryan Jones, the senior midfielder, with a rocket of a shot as the Argonauts are on the board.
That time you saw great ball movement from the Argonauts. Got it over in the left wing. He created a great angle to beat Stanley. And now they're on the board, and maybe that can get Notre Dame Danny Muir a little bit of momentum.
Yeah, I didn't even know they were on the man advantage there until you said zone, and then I couldn't get it in just in time. But yeah, on the man advantage, the Argonauts get their first goal of the game. Now just 6-1. Trying to have a good second quarter to stay in this one as they win the faceoff, just their first faceoff win, but they lose possession there. No, they pick up the ground ball, fighting three Penguin defenders, still loose on the ground. It's a scrum if you want to use a rugby turn, still on the ground. Knocked around, batted, and Penguins finally get the loose ball.
They just want it more. That's Acevedo, right? Doing more work.
Stick gets thrown, ball gets loose on the ground. And we're going to have a penalty on the Penguins. No man advantage penalty, but just a change of possession as the Argonauts have it. Ridden by two Penguin defenders. This one's on the ground. It seems like the ball has done more damage on the ground in the second quarter than it has in anyone's cross. Finally picked up there by number 48. Brock Beal, the senior captain, will bring it past midfield. Beal has it, right wing. Penguins once again swinging it around the perimeter, now behind the cage. 6-1, 12:55 in the second conference game for the Penguins. They are 1-0 as they beat Adams State 16-8 earlier in the season. Trying to repeat as champions of the WILA Conference. High expectations for this team, just ranked outside the top 15.
Very high, and when there's nothing there for the Penguins, they always seem to back it out work it from side to side of the field, and then when they find a good matchup they want, they go inside.
And a beautiful shot from the left alley. Trevor Garner, the 6-foot sophomore, went right to left, fired a shot top shelf, once again beating Cruz.
Bernstein created that, drew two Argonaut defenders to the middle, finding a Penguin on the wing, and he just rocketed it right past Cruz. And when you're that open, that close to the net, with that great of an angle, not too hard for Garner to finish.
They are going to give the goal to Bernstein. No, was it Bernstein or Garner? Garner. Bernstein got the assist.
With Bernstein.
Okay, I was confused because the announcer here, the overhead announcer, made it sound like the assist was the actual goal because he's so enthusiastic, and that gave me a little bit of a trip there. But Penguins, anyway, get the 7th goal.
Another loose ball.
12 minutes left in the second quarter. Penguins up 7-1. They answer the one Argonaut goal with one of their own. Back up to 6 is the lead. Thrown around once again, like you touched on right before that goal, they're very patient. They bring the ball back out of the zone.
Uncharacteristic turnover here.
And we just saw one right there. I was just going to say how they don't turn the ball over. So good thing I didn't, because that would have been pretty unlucky. But we did have a turnover there in their own zone, as the ball is now with goaltender Cruz. Argonauts need to start getting some momentum going as they are down 7-1. They're having trouble once again to clear it as the Penguins attack here.
More Argonauts need to come back to help.
Yeah, they only have two guys that are open, and it's really tough for Cruz to force it to him. Still not past midfield, and they finally get it there as it's Johnny Hutton, the senior midfielder. His pass wild, and a turnover for the Argonauts. Poor possession. Gives it back to
Penguins. And they just turn it over right when they get it into the attack area. There's only three Penguins back to forcing that press from the Argonauts, not getting past midfield and clearing the ball. Argonauts need to work back, do a better job, helping out Cruz.
Yeah, that's a beautiful job by the defense, making it tough to clear. And they're not giving the Argonauts any easy looks when they have the ball. Everything has been contested here early on. It's why they're up 6-7-1.
Exactly. That's what we're seeing. A lot of pressure from the Penguins, but not nearly as much pressure from the Argonauts, like you touched on earlier, sagging back, waiting for the Penguins to come to them, and it's not been to their advantage whatsoever.
I mean, it may be because they only have 20 players. They don't want to press and use all that extra energy on the defensive side, but it's really hurting them because the Penguins are just doing whatever they want and getting to the alleys, getting right where they want the ball to be.
And they're just a step quicker than the Argonauts.
And that's what we've seen as Cody Bernstein trying to be a step quicker. He gets to the net. Nice pass off. Left shot put on net by Wilkerson just wide as the freshman almost had a goal.
That was a great create by Cody Bernstein as well, but just quicker feet by the Penguins at every position.
Behind the net, Powers. His pass a little wild, and it's going to be two straight turnovers here for the Penguins. Uncharacteristically, the Argonauts will take over.
Looking for Bernstein behind the net. Just off miscommunication, but here's more pressure from the Penguins.
Let's see if the Argonauts have a better time clearing the ball. Four attackmen playing defense here in the front end for the Argonauts. Still trying to clear it.
Nobody to the middle of the field whatsoever for the Argonauts.
They got a deep pass almost stolen there by Richard Guasco, but Argonaut ended up with it. Now the long-sticked midfielder gets it past midfield. Behind the net is an Argonaut. He attacks, spins. Carter Olson gives it off. The Argonauts might have a good look here as they did have a little man advantage there. But now the Penguins get a substitution in. Everyone's set. The lone goal scorer for the Argonauts, Jones, has it up top. Argonauts on the season 1-3, 0-1 in conference as they suffered a defeat to Adams State 9-13, a team the Penguins saw here earlier on this month. Up top to Jones. Jones attacks on the right side behind the net now. To Kruger. To Kupfer. Kupfer off. Good defense by the Penguins, making every pass tough. Kupfer has it behind the cage. He spins, goes right. Still looking for someone as Kupfer has it being ridden on defense by McMahon, and he has to give it off. What I'm seeing overall is the Penguins are playing much better defense and forcing the Argonauts into some tough lanes and opportunities to where they don't feel comfortable.
They shut down all the lane. You see McMahon, the long stick defenseman, he is everywhere. Oh my.
And a beautiful shot there. Wasn't really open, but Jimmy Plain, the transfer from Dominican, scores with a rifle shot over Reese Stanley. And he was a little juiced there as he gets the second goal for the Argonauts. 7-2, Penguins lead.
Sometimes from a shot that deep, flowing through multiple Penguin defenders could be tough for Stanley to pick up from that far away. And I think that's what we saw a little bit of there. And you were right, Plain was hyped up.
And I think it's because he transferred from Dominican to another game. That juice. Might be a little something added extra there. But it's like, dude, you got to look at the scoreboard. Down 7-2. But anyways, nice shot there from Jimmy Plain.
And you just saw Brock Beal deliver a hard check.
And right back at him, 5 seconds later, the Penguins score. The Argonauts do it. The Penguins can do it a little bit better. A nice bounce shot there to beat goalie Aaron Cruz. Lead back up to lead back up to 6-2.
And Blake Crossman wasted no time, killed all the Argonauts' momentum there. Going coast to coast, bounced one right past Cruz.
It's like you can't blink when the Penguins get scored on, because they're gonna answer right back. It's what we've seen the last two times.
And they're so great in transition. And Copeland's beat Cruz on the ground, and now it's Crossman. Excuse me.
I was waiting for you. It slipped my mind.
Who had that last goal?
I had the guy's name, but I didn't want to like step over.
Thank you, sir.
I knew you were reading hard. There's so many players on these teams. It's tough to stay. And it's only our second game of the season. We don't know these guys' faces because they're wearing those beautiful white masks. It's hard to focus, but I'm just going to justify that.
Overtime.
Yeah, overtime. In due time, we will get this. Right wing, Argonauts have it as there was a dead ball whistle. Swung behind the cage. Argonauts turnover. It goes all the way back behind midfield. Can the Penguins end up with an encounter? Ball on the ground, and it goes the Penguins' way now, looking to attack. Given off to Salvatore. Salvatore attacks on the right side. They decide to pull it back out. Up 8-2, 7:47 left in the second quarter. And we have a timeout taken by the ninth-year coach, Ned Webster.
Smart timeout here. Get the attack straight. They had the long stickman, Salvador, out in the attack. They want to get him back on defense. Smart timeout here by Webster.
Yeah, and one thing I want to talk about was their recent road trip to North Carolina. The Penguins went to go play four games against four very good teams, one who was ranked number 11 in Pfeiffer. They went 3-1 the first time they've won that East Coast road trip. They beat Queens 13-10, lost to Pfeiffer 21-13, but then came back and beat Coker 18-9, and then beat Lindenwood to round up the road trip 10-6. Beautiful showing from the Penguins. I know they wanted to win all four, especially against the ranked Pfeiffer University, to really establish themselves here. But a very good showing going 3-1.
Oh, yeah, that's a very successful road trip. And, yeah, that's what you want. You want to get tested by Pfeiffer. They did. They kind of know where they stand, ranking up against other highly ranked teams in the nation. And they did well. They played them tough, and they rebounded with two wins after that loss. So I think the Penguins are going to be riding high as the season continues on.
Looking to get back into that top 15 national ranking as they just fell out. Still receiving some votes, so you know they're right on the cusp or right on the edge of it.
A couple wins will put them right back in there.
And it's got to start here against NDNU at Kennelly Field. Right now up against the 1-3 Argonauts, 8-2. They've got 23 shots to the Argonauts, 9. Quite a contrast to the two team styles right now.
It is, and that's on pace for 50 shots in a full game. If you're the Argonauts, you got to find a way to get more possession. If you're the Penguins, you just keep attacking, methodically moving this ball around from side to side.
And attacking is what they look to do, as they have it in the attack zone. Copeland up top. He already has two goals, the senior, who's reportedly runs a 4.5 40, which is freakish for someone who's 6'3", up top. To Bernstein, also with two goals, back to Copeland.
That is freakish. Maybe that's why he's being mentioned for a potential All-American spot. Yeah, Copeland is an athlete.
Behind that is Beal. Now up top, beautiful pass. Couldn't handle it, though, as the Argonauts end up with the turnover. Now they themselves give it back. Penguins have it. Still in the attack zone, as the Argonauts had a chance there to get out and running, but they could not pick up the ground ball, and now the Penguins have it.
And I think you saw King get a little happy feet when Copeland came in with the check to force that ball loose.
Powers swinging around the perimeter now. Copeland over to Bernstein. Jake Bernstein attacks, gets hardly defended there, has to give it back up to up top. Nice shot from the right wing is Jake Fritz, the 6 foot junior. He puts it past the goalie, and that's number 9.
We just see Bernstein dishing out all types of assists today. He draws Argonaut defenders every time he gets in there, trying to invert cut towards the cage, finds Fritz, who rifles it right past Cruz, and Cruz has been seeing all sorts of shots at him today.
Yeah, beautiful setup there by the midfielder, Jake Bernstein. He did it once again, found another Jake and Jake Fritz. Beautiful shot going side-armed. All of his momentum towards the front foot, fired it past Cruz for goal number 9 with still plenty of time in the second quarter at 6 minutes and 30 seconds left.
And another face-off won by the Penguins.
And it's getting repetitive at this point. The Penguins are asserting themselves in the face-off circle, getting possession after possession. If the Argonauts have any hope at coming back, they need to start winning face-offs.
Had Jack Beal on the cut there. Smart decision, though, by Powers to play it behind the net.
And, yeah, we'll see that with the Penguins. They're not going to force anything here.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, they do not force anything.
And from the sideline, it looked like it might have been open, but we know that what they're looking for is methodical and that they will get the good look in due time.
And that just wears a defense down.
Right alley shot put on net, but Cruz saved it with the shin. That one had to hurt. Fight for the ground ball. Kicked around by a Penguin. Still on the ground. We've seen a lot of action. Nice check there by a Penguin. And the loose ball is going to go towards the Argonauts as we have a whistle.
And that's one time we have seen the Argonauts out-hustle the Penguins to win a loose ball. Got to capitalize on this possession.
Now one thing that they have struggled with is the clearing. Let's see what they can do here. Cruz has it, the goalie. Now to the right wing, Wagner. And this time they get by with ease. As Wagner has it, he's attacking towards the right alley. He drives, gives off, nice pass, and a beautiful play there from the Argonauts. Goal put in by Yokoyama. And that's more of what the Argonauts want to see. Beautiful tack there from Wagner. Gave it off to a cutting Yokoyama. And he was able to finish there and beat Stanley towards his right.
And that's the second time we've seen Wagner attack and draw Penguin defenders. Now finding Yokoyama on a beautiful cut. And he was able to beat Stanley going down low. When the Argonauts clear and they have the ball in Wagner's hands, he's been able to create. That seems to be the formula that they need to take if they're going to attack the Penguins.
I definitely agree with that statement there. 9-3 Argonauts trail here. 5:14 left in the second quarter. And now they win a faceoff. Can they build off that last goal? Swung over to the top. Now in the middle, long stick attackman just, long stick midfielder just missed the shot there. But the backup is picked up from the Argonauts, and they'll retain possession.
And that was excellent defense by Kealuin, by the Penguins, to cut off that long stick attackman.
And that was Shane Winter there who did the attacking. His shot tried to bounce it in over Stanley, but just got up above the cage and went behind the net here, hit the fence at Kenley Field. But the backup, like you talked on about earlier, was picked up by the Argonauts. And a timeout here from first-year coach Kevin Arabejo, and we'll be right back at radio.dominican.edu with some more lacrosse action. Now I wonder. .456 left in the second quarter, and we are underway as the first half comes to almost an end here. 4:50 left. 9-3. Penguins lead the Argonauts in a Wyla Conference battle. And they will see the Argonauts again, this time in Belmont on April 19th for their second-to-last game. So the Argonauts might be looking for a better start in that one as they have struggled here early. Ball loose. Another ground ball. Can the Argonauts win this one? Checked hard by two Penguin defenders. Knocks him to the ground, and he swings. Doesn't get anything called as the Penguins pick up the ground ball.
Oh, my. Mick Mahone sent Ryan McAuliffe to the ground. What a check.
And play is getting a little bit chippy here as a whistle by the ref to slow things down and give the ball to the Argonauts. Both ways, players starting to hit a little bit harder now.
Contact's picking up a little bit. We love to see that.
And so far in the first half, the Argonauts only with 11 shots, but they have turned that into 3 goals. Penguins with 25 shots, turning that into 9 goals for themselves, building a 6-goal lead with 4 minutes left in the first half. Penguins have it now as a turnover from the Argonauts.
And I bet in that timeout, Coach Webster said they need to tack on a couple more before half. He wants them to really open up and put the Argonauts in a big hole halftime.
Yeah, the second quarter, the Argonauts have played even with the Penguins. And that's not what Coach Webster wants to see from a 4-1 Penguin team. He expects a lot more from his bunch. So that's exactly what I think they said. That was nicely said there.
It's a big possession for the Penguins because I'm sure Webster wants them to put one in the back of the net here.
Behind the cage, Penguins have it, giving off to Clifford. Swung over to the right wing now. Attacking, fakes the shot and gives it behind the net. Penguins still having a beautiful pass over to Copeland. Copeland off, find another pass and shot in between the legs. Another goal. That one goes to Kevin Powers.
That was unbelievable unselfishness by Copeland. He was about 8 feet from the net, had a good look, found Powers right on the outside of the crease. Beautiful play by Copeland to set up Powers, who puts it right in behind Cruz. Absolutely phenomenal possession by the Penguins.
And it was hard to follow that passing because it was so quick. Got in this cross and then let off right away. As you saw that extra pass from Copeland, set up Powers beautifully. And the 6 foot junior was leading the team in goals before this one. He had 14 goals before this game. He tacks on right there. And on the faceoff, the Argonauts win this one. But a wild throw.
Great hustle by Acevedo.
Might turn on, and it does a turnover. The Penguins now looking to counter and get another quick goal. Racing into the attack area is Brock Beal. The senior drive spins, pulls it back as the Argonauts got back very nicely there and stopped the attack.
That was smart by Beal. He was doubled. Tried to put the spin cycle on, cut off. Saves the possession for the Penguins by just getting out of there and setting it back up top.
Ball swung around again. The Penguins showing their patience. Up top to Fritz. Now swung over. It's right wing. Penguins, 10 goals already in this first half. They only average 14 a game on the season. They look to be well above that pace here today. Nice spin move on the right wing. Given behind the cage, Wilkerson.
We're seeing Wilkerson work more behind the cage now.
Thrown up top to Fritz. Fritz drives, beautiful shot, beats Cruz up top.
Oh, man. Got his hands free, goes top shelf. Fritz is money from when he's right in front of the cage coming parallel to him.
Jake Fritz, a beautiful shot once again, beating Cruz up top, and that's what we've seen for most of these Penguin goals. That must have been a point of emphasis for them in the scouting report. They're beating Cruz high on what seems to be every goal.
And then right when you think the shot's going to come high, Penguins just bounce one right by him. And they use the net well.
And that's the difficulty of playing a Penguin team that is 4-1 on the season. They do attack every part of the cage. And a whistle gives the ball off the faceoff to the Argonauts.
That's two quick goals out of the timeout, responding to Coach Webster.
And that's what you want to see if you're Coach Webster, a team responding to what you have to say in the huddle. Because it's hard to sometimes make adjustments in game. So when you take those timeouts, you want to put extra emphasis on actually changing your game plan and making certain adjustments, which is what they're doing here early on with those two goals.
And great teams always impose their will, but they also make the necessary adjustments when need be.
11-3, 1:35 left in the first half. Argonaut gets knocked to the ground but keeps the ball in his cross as he gives it off to Ryan Jones, who does have a goal. Back up top to Wagner. Wagner drives, nice lefty shot. Bounced, but Stanley makes a kick save. Ball ricochets behind the net. Trying to get the backup is Kupfer, and he couldn't get it. That's a beautiful defense there by McMahon, and they're going to get it. The Penguins look to clear.
That was great defense, and we're seeing Wagner trying to operate up top, and it was Brian Rocca who was all over him.
Penguins clear it now. Right wing. Just under a minute left now, 11-3. Penguins might look to get one more goal here late in the second quarter. And the Argonaut coach yelling at his team, looking for more hustle as they are getting outplayed in every facet of the game. <laughs> 30 seconds left. No real action from the Penguins here as they get it behind the cage. Spin move put on. Jake Fritz has it. Looking to set up one of his teammates. Nice pass. Fit it through two defenders. But given back, and Coach Webster's going to call a timeout here with 17.5 seconds left. That was a beautiful pass. I don't know how he beat the two defenders there, somehow fit it in. And a nice catch there up top made by Crossman.
Another smart timeout here by Webster. He's got one more to have in his pocket. Doesn't want to take it with him into halftime.
Doesn't do you any good there in your pocket.
It doesn't. And now you can set it up. They're up 11-3, trying to make it 12-3. 17 and a half seconds is plenty of time to get a quality shot.
27 shots here in the first half.
Doubled them up.
Which is why they're up 11-3. Last year they beat the Argonauts 18-3 and 22-3. So the Argonauts look like they're on pace to beat those 3 points from last year, but not keeping it any closer here, as the Penguins are doing much more scoring themselves.
They are, and if there's any indicative of the Argonauts trying to get back into this ball game, it's going to have to come with some heck of a performance in the second half, because the Penguins aren't going to let up.
And the Argonauts have played a much better second quarter. They're starting to win faceoffs. They're starting to get the ball at least in their attack area, which was something they didn't do in the first quarter when they were shut out 6-0. But still being outplayed by the Penguins, down 8. And like you said, if they do want any chance to make this game at least respectable and maybe come back, they're going to have to do a much better job of changing things in the second half. Coming out of the timeout, Penguins will have it. 17.5 seconds left, trying to get one more goal before the half ends. Waiting for the whistle from the ref. They do it right here. 17 seconds left. Up top. Nice pass and a beautiful drawn play. And a shot just missed there right in front of the goalie. Cruz, 10 seconds left.
They're looking Penguins, for Bernstein underneath.
Penguins six, still have it. 6 seconds five, left. Four, now three, looking to two, just, they're going to run one. Out the clock here and not try to shoot. They designed one play and one play to get that shot. Was a good attempt as Cruz made a beautiful save down low. I think the way to beat Cruz is go high, which is what we've seen today. But that one ricocheted off his shin. 11-3, Penguins up in this first half. Stay tuned for some more Penguin lacrosse here as we get back for the third quarter against the Notre Dame Dainemere Argonauts at radio.dominican.edu.
And we are back here at Kenley Field, ready for the second half action between the Penguins and the Argonauts. Penguins are up 8, 11-3. As Temple touched on before we went to break, as they have dominated in every facet of this game, as NDNU will try to get back, but it's going to be tough, as the Penguins have 28 shots on goal to the Argonauts 12. And the Penguins will have possession to start this second half. And you know Coach Webster had something diagrammed in the huddle. Bernstein is behind the net where he loves to operate. Over to his brother, finding Powers on the backdoor cut, and he scores just like that. With 14 seconds into the second half, Penguins are on the board, 12-3.
And any thought of an Argonaut comeback might have been just nailed down right there. They were looking to maybe have a better second half than they put together the first half. And it takes 14 seconds for the Penguins to score there. Beautiful look inside, put in by Kevin Powers. He's been a force today already. He was the leading scorer coming in. Now his second goal here today. Now Penguins up 12-3.
One shot, one goal for the Penguins in the second half, and they win the faceoff.
I mean, I'm just speechless with how quick that was and how efficient the Penguins' offense has looked today.
It seems they work it behind the net, and Bernstein will roll to either side, and they'll find Powers or Beal on the back door. Powers kicks it out to Jake Bernstein. Finds Copeland. They'll move it over to the left wing. Cross field all the way to the right wing as Bernstein will go onto the attack. He's cut off by an Argonaut. Finding Copeland on the left wing. He roams. Cross field to Garner. Spins. Tries to get inside. Nice find under behind the goal to Cody Bernstein. Quickly back out to Copeland up top. His shot off the bar.
And the Argonauts, sorry, as the ball rolled out of bounds, the Penguins will keep it. The Argonauts switched their goaltender here as Cruz had a tough first half, and now they're going to John Honea. That one was lucky for him as it hit off the post. Beautiful offense from the Penguins. They're going tic-tac. passing the ball very quickly, and it's hard for the Argonauts to stay even close to them on the defensive side.
Garner gets his hands free to Bernstein, over to Powers, and he scores once again, nearly identical to the first goal they scored in the first half. Bernstein to Powers, it's 13-3. Penguins are pouring it on here in the third quarter.
And there it is right there. They take, what was that, 5 seconds after the ball went out of bounds. Quick passes, find a wide open shot there on the right in front of his face. There's nothing the goalie can do there in Honea.
It's point blank.
Yeah, it's an easy finish for the Penguins due to their great movement and great passing. Score again. Number 13 for the Penguins.
Two shots, two goals for the Penguins, both of them coming from Powers in the second half. As the Argonauts do well to win the faceoff, and they get it into the attack zone. Brobin on the left wing, as Argonauts will come with their substitutions. They give it to Wagner up top, who looks to create. Now he's cut off, and he'll wait for his fellow Argonauts to set it up. Left alley is McAuliffe. Now behind the net, nothing doing. Kicked out up top.
That was a good job by the Argonauts to win the faceoff there. Only had 6 faceoff wins out of 17 in the first half. So it was good for them to get going here early in the second.
Especially after surrendering 2 goals. Behind the net, kicked out to Wagner. His shot wide, deflected by Stanley.
Beautiful save there by Reese to go low and knock it away with his cross. Tough position there Reese was put in, but a beautiful save kept the Argonauts with only 3 goals.
Milak doubled, momentarily gets it knocked out of his cross, but Jones is there to recover for the Argonauts. Great defense by Guasco for the Penguins. Oh, and a goal as the Argonauts are able to beat Stanley barely as it snuck right by him.
Yeah, I don't even know how that found the netting there. It looked like a soft shot. It looked like a pass at first from our angle here at Media Row. And it hit the post and went in. Soft goal there by the Argonauts, but either way, it does give them their 4th of the day.
And that was Olsen, who was able to beat Reese off the bar. And it snuck in behind, just crossed the line, to make it 13-4.
Argonauts won the faceoff, but then a silly pass turns to a turnover, and now the Penguins looking to counter.
Cody Bernstein racing, beating a bunch of Argonauts. Nice find to Clifford, and he scores.
That's too easy.
Transition offense is like buckets in basketball for the Penguins here out on the turf. Bernstein running the break, finding Clifford on the left wing, who finishes. Just like that, in a matter of 5 seconds, the Penguins answer in a goal.
You cannot turn the ball over in the either midfield or attack zone if you're the Argonauts. Penguins are very good at speeding up gameplay and working on their counterattack. Right there is what they did. Got it to Clifford, and it was easy. Finish. Now 14 goals for
face
the Penguins.
Face-off easily won by Crossman as they were coming fast again in transition. 14-4. Penguins up by 10. Substitutions will fly onto the field as the Penguins will play catch behind the net. And it's the long stick mid-attackman, Grant Clifford, who goes up top to Fritz. And still, like you said, partner, no pressure from the Argonauts as Penguins are able to run free. Here's Beal, lines up a shot, goes high and wide. Penguins have the backup with Bernstein, and they'll keep possession.
Yeah, they're getting whatever they want, the looks, the passes. It's all coming easy for the Penguins because the Argonauts are sagging off so much. So much free space for the Penguins to work with.
Bernstein's pass was deflected. Clifford does well to recover. Back to Bernstein. Now Fritz, triple teamed, goes down off a hard cross check. And the ball squirts away. Ground ball loose. Fritz is able to recover.
Yeah, we're seeing some good hitting there by the Argonauts. They just couldn't end up with the ground ball as the Penguins were more relentless. They sent multiple attackmen over there to get the ground ball and keep the possession.
Fritz was getting hounded, did well to run away. And he finds Connor Pryor, the freshman, to reset for the Penguins.
The Penguins have a good amount of youth and experience, if you want to say that. They have a good group of seniors and juniors, but also the freshmen who have come in and played here early on have looked very experienced themselves and have done a very good job in playing a huge role in a 14-goal performance.
Beal on the invert cut was cut off. He roams all the way around behind net, kicked up top to Fritz. He's going in, shot just over the bar. As the Penguins will keep possession.
Beautiful sidearm shot there from Fitz. He faked left, attacked hard to his right. Swung that shot about 80 miles per hour just over the bar. Almost beat Honea.
Crowley Galvin gives it off to Bernstein. Now to Clifford. His shot is high again, but once again the Penguins have the backup. Argonauts are playing good defense, but they can't retain possession.
Yeah, the Penguins are getting those looks, those quality looks inside, just not able to finish on the last two. That might change here as they do have the ball still.
These multiple chances for the Penguins, and finally the Argonauts get a turnover. But they give it right back.
And we've seen that too much with the Argonauts. They'll force a turnover, but then give it right back, like you just said.
It's Crowley Galvin, hounded, now finds Clifford right in the middle. Nice give and go. Shot down low. Nice save there by the Argonaut goalie, and he scoops it up to finally give the Argonauts some breathing room.
That was a beautiful give and go, partner. They gave it. They got it back. And they tried a ground shot to beat Honea, but he closed his legs together. And that was a turnover again for the Argonauts.
Another turnover. Pryor underneath. Nice save by Honea. Bodies are underneath. As this will go over to the Penguins, we got a whistle. They'll reset. And now Clifford has it behind the net. Cutting is Bernstein off the substitution. Saved by Honea. He's getting a lot of work in the second half, just like Cruz
was.
Yeah,
I was just going to talk about how Honea has stepped up coming in here in the second half. He's made some hard saves and keeping the Penguins out of the net.
Pryor's pass goes to the ground. What a save, though, by Crowley Galvin to keep the possession alive for the Penguins. And it's Cody Bernstein on the left alley to slow it down as Copeland will enter the game for Pryor.
No rush for the Penguins. They do have a double-digit lead here with 8 minutes left in the third quarter.
Bernstein is out now behind the net, circling around. Finds his brother Jake Bernstein. Back to Cody. Into the middle. Shot! Score! This was Crowley Galvin, and that is Cody Bernstein's third assist in the second half alone. It's 15-4 Penguins.
And that's beautiful passing from both the Bernstein brothers, then getting it to Crowley Galvin in the middle. You're not going to miss those point-blank shots. He was easily able to beat Honea. And once again, the Penguins make it look easy for their 15th goal here early in the third quarter.
And I want to go back to how you said they have a perfect match of youth but also experience. The experience helps guide the youth along, and whenever you're playing with good experienced players, as a younger guy, you're going to get better.
Yeah, it elevates your play, and also it elevates your leadership, because when you have a lot of seniors and a lot of leaders on the team, you're giving it your all in practice, you're giving it all in your games, and you're giving it all in the classroom. Everything just comes together when you have a good mix of youth and experiences, which is what I see from Coach Webster's crew here in his ninth season, doing a very good job trying to do a repeat as champions in the Wyla Conference.
Penguins have the faceoff again, 15-4. With just under 7:30 left in the third quarter. They're starting out the third quarter just like they started out the first quarter. Three straight goals. Mass substitution for Coach Webster. He's going to get some of these younger players some time here.
Yeah, and the Penguins couldn't be happy with that second quarter performance. Even though they outscored them 5-3, they expect way more of themselves, being ranked just outside the top 15. And it's playing just like they should right now in the third quarter as they did in the first, ballooning that lead up to double digits.
Wilkerson weaving around. Oh, wraps around the net. Shot and scores. The freshman weaved behind the net. Put a quick stutter. Got his hands free and whipped one right past Honea.
That was a beautiful shot on our right wing. Tricked goaltender Honea and was able to slip it right by his shoulder. 16th goal for the Penguins in the forced timeout here for Coach Arabejo, as he can't like what he sees coming out of halftime.
Four straight goals for the Penguins. We will be right back after this break and the timeout by Coach Arabejo. Man, we're back here. You're listening at radio.dominican.edu. 16-4 Penguins.
And they win another face-off. Seems like a theme here for the Penguins here.
Brock Beal behind the net to Wilkerson. Bouncing shot from Acevedo goes over the net. Penguins will keep possession. Acevedo tried to rifle that.
Yeah, he was
off
upset
the turf.
He was upset with that shot. Didn't get it quite the placement that he wanted as it came out of his cross a little bit too soon, and that's what caused the bounce. Hit his head right after, but he's going to get another chance here as the Penguins are just moving around the perimeter too well for him not to get a shot.
If you really think about it, the Argonauts haven't even crossed midfield in the second half. The Penguins have just dominated. Here comes Perdue. His shot saved by Honea. Yes, it is Perdue, like the Boilermaker, as the Argonauts have possession.
That was a good reference. I was thinking it, so I know listeners back home are thinking it too. So I'm glad you pointed that out.
Trying to get it across midfield, and another turnover for the Argonauts.
They
Penguins coming in transition.
I think you jinxed them saying they haven't gotten it cross midfield yet, because they were about 2 feet away there before that turnover, yet still haven't gotten across midfield.
More substitutions for Coach Webster, as everyone's going to get a little playing time today. Oh, nice move by Van Seal. Lost the ball momentarily. It's a turnover, and Argonauts coming the other way, but they lose it again. What a check by Van Seal. Contact picking up is the freshman. Van Seal's hustling everywhere, diving. What a check by Crossman, laying out an Argonaut.
And the Penguins throwing around the body right now, laying Argonauts on the ground.
Milak was looking for the flag, no call. That was a clean cross check by Blake Crossman. Van Seal and Crossman getting a little bit of contact here, as they're not letting up.
Argonauts get into their attack area for the first time here in the second half for your listeners back home.
And maybe they can take advantage here as Wagner and Jones play catch up top. Wagner's on the attack.
See him, Scotty, see him.
As Donahue is now back in net for the Penguins. Wagner's shot is wide.
Yeah, good performance by Reese Stanley in place of Sean Donahue. Did a very good job. Only allowed 4 goals. Probably didn't see too much action. Probably a little bit bored over there, but he did a very good job at what he did see.
And one of those goals was a ricochet off the bar, and another one was a huge shot from Plain, the ex-Dominican, from way deep. So, yeah, you're right, Mike. He did have a great, great performance today in net.
And I always hear hockey goaltenders, which I don't want to compare to lacrosse goaltenders, but if I shall here, it's harder for them to play in these type of games when they're not seeing too many shots because they don't know what to expect. They're not in a rhythm, but Reese Stanley still played well even though he wasn't in the type of rhythm that would be in a normal game against, say, maybe Colorado Mesa or Adams State.
Open look for Ludman as he's a redshirt freshman. That shot was just wide as he had a good look at it. Wilkerson's behind the net. Up top, Fritz coming at the net. His shot saved. Argonauts have it coming the other way in transition.
Good job by Honea to get that cross up high and block the shot that was trying to go top shelf. And now the Argonauts are looking to counter.
3:25 left in this third quarter. Penguins up 16-4 as they have not surrendered a goal here in the third quarter. Argonauts working it around the perimeter. Getting it inside. Shot goes high by Olsen. Argonauts still retain possession. Play back underway. Jones to Wagner. That's where they like to play catch up top. The Penguins have shut them down.
And it's
when
good,
they get into
yeah,
the attack area.
It's good pressure defense making every look tough for the Argonauts.
Shot by Wagner. Donahue with a nice save. Big check. But it was Brock Beal who just bounced off of it like nothing happened.
Yeah,
lowered the shoulder pad. Here comes Jack Beal from Brock Beal. Shot off
Honea's ricocheted off his hand.
The check hurt the Argonaut more than it hurt Brock Beal as he threw him down. And what looked like a big hit was nothing for the senior as he threw him to the ground and continued running.
It's kind of like a fullback running over a cornerback in football. Cornerback tries to come up and make a tackle. It looked like a big collision with the shoulder pad, but Brock Beal just kept on running, like you said.
Yeah, he shoved him off like a fly there. It was bothersome to his wardrobe. And he said, get off me. Get on the ground, please, Argonaut.
Get off of me.
Something happened to the goalie here as we have stopped play, and they're going to have to switch him out back to Cruz.
He's in disgust, losing his emotion. And I hate to call players out like this, but when you're, oh, and a goal right off the inbound.
You can't even go and talk about something that you want to talk about because there's too many goals just happening too quickly for the Penguins.
And I'm going to have to wait to see who got this goal for the Penguins.
I mean, tough day for Cruz. He comes in, first shot he sees is a goal.
And it was Wilkerson again, his second on the day, the freshman. But what I was getting at was,
yes,
we saw Honea come just totally chuck his gear. And you hate seeing players just completely lose their cool, but he terrible sportsmanship, terrible.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Even when you do come out of a hard circumstance, you can't throw your stick like that. I agree.
Oh, my. As Van Bausch was on the other end, he got lit up by Jeff Salvador, the sophomore. And the Penguin sideline is fired up. Around the net is Crowley Galvin as he's cut off. Penguins are laying hats tonight. Pryor up top waiting for the substitution from Fritz, and here he comes. Jack Beal running the right alley wing. He's on the cut. Behind to Wilkerson, got two goals on the night. Now to Fritz up top, bounces his shot. Good save. It's Cruz back in net for the Argonauts.
And that was a good attempt. Once again, Cruz did a good job lowering his stick to stop the bounce shot.
What we've seen today have been some hard hits.
Yeah, we've definitely
against
seen
the Argonauts. Penguins laying wood.
Yeah, some open field hitting by the Penguins. They've all been legal. Very good cross. They're using both hands on the cross, I might say, to use their hitting, not getting penalties called. And it's really turned the momentum for the Penguins. You can hear on the sideline over here, Penguins are much louder than the Argonauts, playing with much more energy and enthusiasm, and that's why they're up so big here.
Penguins coming in transition, slowing it down just under a minute. 17-4 in the third quarter with 40 seconds left. Penguins absolutely dominated the Argonauts in this third quarter.
Much like what we saw in the first and third quarters have been the Penguins' bread and butter here today. They were up 6-0 after the first, and much the same here in the third.
Here comes Perdue on the right alley. Finds Wilkerson behind the net. He's been doing a great job for Bernstein behind the net, weaving. Shot goes wide. He tried to beat Cruz down low. Penguins retain possession with 13.7 ticks on the clock. And Coach Webster loves to do this. He diagrams a quick play. Now down to 6 seconds. Ball lost. Down to two. Penguins will have it with 2.3. Excuse me, that's going to go over to the Argonauts with 2.3, and that's going to do it for the third quarter as the final two ticks melt off the clock. Penguins dominate in the third quarter. They hold a 13-goal advantage, 17-4, 46 shots to 15. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. We'll be back in just over a minute for the fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter is underway. Penguins up 17-4. And we have a quick whistle here by ref number 40. No, he's going to be ref number 56. That's what I'm going to call him. I don't know his official name, but we're going to call him ref 56 for this one.
They're going to get another face-off here.
Another face-off. Penguins have done a very good job in the circle today, gaining possession and taking advantage on the offensive side in the scrum. This one's been the first battle we've seen in the face-off circle. And the Penguins do what they've done all day and win the faceoff. Ground ball picked up by Guasco. Brings it into the attack area for the Penguins, where they've done a very good job scoring 17 goals already, well over their season average of 14 per game. Swung behind the cage. Nice screen set by Ludman on the left wing. No real importance in working the attack zone too quickly is what I'm trying to say here.
We've seen that all day.
Yeah, the patience of the Penguins has been evident on every possession. Shot saved by Cruz. Loose ball, fight for the ground ball. Still up in the air, it's bouncing everywhere off this hard turf. Picked up by the long stick defender, the Argonauts will have it.
Going back to the faceoff game, Argonauts, that was a main point for them. They had to succeed winning faceoffs, and they have struggled big time. Penguins have just won virtually almost every faceoff, and after they score a goal, they get another possession because they win the faceoff over and over again.
And a wild pass by an Argonaut still ends up in the hands of an Argonaut, but another turnover there is stolen away was Jeff Salvatore. He gets the steal on the counter. Nice shot from the left wing off the right post. Ball bounces off the sideline, and the Penguins will keep it.
This Wilkerson kid's got a bright future, but I can't believe that didn't go down. That was off the inside part of the post.
And that's why it bounced so far. It ricocheted all the way to the left sideline, almost by our radio station over here at Kenley Field. Shot on the right alley this time, just wide. Penguins will keep it as they do have the backup. And we've seen that all day. They've always had that guy in the back getting the possession to stay with the Penguins. 2 minutes have rolled off the clock here. We have 13 minutes in the second half. And in the game, Penguins up 17-4 over their rival Argonauts. Pass inside, and it skips in softly. I don't know what happened. I don't even think he got a shot on. I think he just hit his stick and bounced in.
That's exactly what happened.
It looked like not even a skipping rock because it was so slow. Let's say I drop my pen and it bounces a little off the hard floor. That's what it looked like. Falls in the net. 18th goal for the Penguins. They're scoring in every which way today. They don't even have to shoot to score.
That was an unassisted goal. Crowley, Gavin, you pointed it out. It hit his cross and just ricocheted right past Cruz.
I mean,
they're scoring in every which way.
Yeah.
You know, things are right
when you don't have to shoot to score.
That's perfect. That is a perfect point you make there, Mike.
And that's Crowley Galvin's third goal, the junior from Texas, having a big day here against the arch nemesis Argonauts. 18-4, Penguins lead. And they once again win the faceoff and keep possession. Sorry if I sound like a track just replaying over and over. You got the loop on me, but it's just happening time and time again. Penguins have it right alley. Behind the cage. Nice spin move put on by the Penguin attackman. Swung over, just a wild pass, and it's going to be a turnover as it goes out of bounds.
Doing well to still be methodical on the attack.
Yeah, that was a good look. Just bounced off the side of his cross.
Another turnover.
And the Argonauts will get a turnover and then turn it over themselves. Now Penguins have it. Crowley Galvin, I combine the two. He shoots, he scores.
And there's nothing you could do right there if you're Cruz. It's not his fault. Oh. Argonauts turn it over in the back. And there's nothing you could do if you're Cruz. It was a 3-on-2 break for the Penguins. Crowley Galvin goes coast to coast, puts it in the back of the net. You just can't blame Cruz there. He gets another one scored on him.
That's a bad job trying to clear by the Argonauts. It's hurt them all day. When they do finally stop the Penguins from scoring, they can't clear their own defensive side. And that was an easy goal for Crowley Galvin, his fourth of the day. He's having quite the contest. And a shot, goal. Penguins score again. Couldn't even announce the faceoff win.
It's Wilkerson again. Got his hands high to low. Beats Cruz through the five hole. This Wilkerson freshman guy, he's going to be playing behind Bernstein. He's got a bright future.
Win the faceoff, one pass later, goal from Wilkerson on the right alley to fill you guys in. 20 goals for the Penguins here as they've hit the big 2-0, 20-4.
And they're not done yet.
And they are not done yet. as we aren't even halfway through the fourth quarter. Penguins win the faceoff once again. The only thing stopping them has been maybe four turnovers from the Penguins. Other than that, it has been a perfect performance here. Well on their way to their second conference win and 5-1 overall, trying to get back in that top 15 national ranking.
And this will show the poll, the pollsters, that the Penguins will take care of business against a team that they're supposed to beat.
Which sometimes, yeah, you'll see that sometimes in teams that have been ranked are just outside the rankings. If they play an opponent that may be 1-3 or 1-4 and not so highly competitive, they'll slip down to that level and maybe beat them by 1 or 2, but that's not as impressive a showing as it is 20-4, like the Penguins are putting on the Argonauts right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
Penguins still have it. No shot attempt yet on this possession, but trying to change that on the left alley. He fakes the shot. Still no shot as they're very patient with Scott Vansell, the 5'7 freshman. Now a shot from up top. Put on net just over the top, but a nice backup from the Penguins will keep the ball.
Crossman had a nice shot from up top, delivering some high speed from his cross.
Milking the clock away. Penguins, nice pass, shot on net, saved by Cruz, and a ground ball picked up by the Argonauts. The long-sticked defender got the ground ball, and that was Shane Whitner, 6'2 sophomore. Argonauts now going to try to clear as they've struggled to do this. Goalkeeper Cruz still has it. Comes all the way to the line where he can't pass. Gives it off to four and a turnover in their own zone. Penguins have it.
That has completely summed up the day for Notre Dame. Danny Muir right there.
And Coach Arabejo is yelling at his team, asking if they really want to play in this game. He's not happy with the performance from his young team. They have showed that inexperience here as they're down 16 goals, 20-4.
Seems like the Argonauts have just completely lost focus.
And they had a good second quarter. They put together a very good second quarter. Yeah, they were down big after one, but the second quarter, they only lost by two in that second quarter, 5-3.
And even when you're down to a superior opponent, you can get better.
Yeah.
Rather than just shutting it down completely.
As long as you give 100% and try to work on some things, you definitely can get better against a team like the Penguins.
You learn from blowout losses.
I couldn't agree more, but right now, Coach Arabejo is not enthused with the way his team is playing and the effort they're showing. Shot put on net by the Penguins, and that's Crowley Galvin once again. He's hit the fifth goal for him in this one, 21-4.
Great setup by this time, Jake Bernstein. The Bernstein brothers have great assists. They just see the field well, and he did well to set up Crowley Galvin.
I mean, it's just happening over and over again. It's going to be a Bernstein assisting, and it's going to be Crowley Galvin scoring. I mean, I can almost foretell the future if I wanted to. Just coming out here on the record, I should have just been like, Crowley Galvin's going to put one in. Bernstein brother's going to get the assist.
And we'll see if that happens the next possession here.
Well, they just took out Crowley Galvin. Coach Webster having a talk with him as he has to be impressed with the way the junior has played today. 5 goals. Coming off the faceoff, we have a penalty called on the Argonauts, I believe. Did you see what happened there, partner?
I didn't. I'm sorry.
Usually we pick each other up perfectly,
but I missed that one too.
I got it. It's a penalty on defenseman Shane Whitner.
All right.
He's going to come out. I don't know exactly what it was for, so I'm not going to come out and say what it was for, but he's in the penalty box. Penguins are man up, where they are 0-1 on the day. Let's see what they do here with the man advantage. Looking to tack on another goal and make it 22 up top. Nice pass, beautiful find. They got the open area, and that's an easy goal. Oh, no, they're going to call it in the crease. So no goal as he was in the crease.
Powers looked like he was pushed into the crease.
The refs believe otherwise.
Yeah, they saw it better than I did.
And they end up clearing it past midfield. But a ball knocked loose, and the Penguins are going to get a turnover. Argonauts do a horrible job once they get it past midfield, and the unforced error as the Penguins look to attack now. Still man up. Shot put on net. This one's going to count. And that comes from the left wing, Ben Ludeman.
Great setup by Fritz. Finding Ludeman on the left alley. Shelfs it past Cruz. But it started with Jack Beal continuously poking Shepard and poking it away to force that turnover and start the break for the Penguins.
Yeah, and I thought the Argonauts were coming the other way on an attack of their own. Then Beal does a very good job knocking it loose, giving the Penguins another attack at it on the man advantage. And Ben Ludeman, the redshirt freshman from Portland, Oregon, knocks it in there on the left wing. 22-4, Penguins up here just a little over halfway through this fourth quarter. And the Bay Area rivals, not much of a rivalry right now, as it's Penguins have 56 shots to the Argonauts 15. Seems like they've been stuck on that 15 number for the whole second half, as the Penguins have asserted themselves here.
They have.
In the latter half of this game.
They have only taken 15 shots, and it all came in the first half. That's a dominating defensive performance by the Penguins.
And one has to wonder what Webster said in the halftime speech to get his guys motivated and fired up.
He woke them up.
I mean, they looked good in the first half, but nothing like they've looked here in the second. Just dominating performance from the Penguins. As they once again settle it down, going from our right to left.
Attack, oh.
Broke the ankles, gets all the way inside. Shot put on, just couldn't finish it as a nice save from Cruz. Did everything but score the goal as Cruz made a beautiful save on his body.
Oh, Acevedo dropping the okey-doke.
It looked like an Allen Iverson crossover. Allen Iverson. Why was I struggling so much with that name? Man, it's been a long day here as the Penguins are up 22-4 with 7 minutes left. But the Argonauts have cleared it and do have it in their attack area. Can they put off their 16th shot of the game? And almost a turnover. No, it is going to be a turnover. Dang it. The Argonauts turn it over. Sorry about that. We're back. 6:30 left. Penguins have it. And the attack area is slowing down. It's just the Argonauts had a man wide open. Alex, you can't do this to me. All right, Argonauts had a man wide open. Passed it. Went right through what seemed to be like a hole in his cross. Never seen it happen before. And then everyone's just like, what just happened? Penguins pick up the loose ball. Attack. I mean, we've seen it all here today. We've seen a goal where no one even shot the ball. We've seen it all. Penguins up 22-4.
He was wide open and just completely fell down. The one shot that they had at a goal, they just completely botched it. Now the Penguins are working it around. And they'll look to score one more time.
And it's going to be interesting to see how they end the second half as the Argonauts are starting to play a little bit more physical after Coach Arbejo yelled at him on the sideline. Swung behind the cage. Left alley, Penguins slowing things down in no real rush. As they've been all day, to tell you the truth, they've gotten one shot and they've been able to convert. Nice, beautiful shot on to Cruz, but he did a very good job elevating the cross and getting it a stick on it. Knocked it down and saved it. That's one of the best saves we've seen from Cruz all day.
He hung in there because that was a rocket coming right at him. Got his cross up in front of his face, able to make a nice save.
And Cruz clears it. Wild pass stolen by the Penguins.
They have so much trouble clearing.
And that's something that's key in lacrosse games. You've got to be able to clear the zone.
It is.
Because once you do get that stop against a team like the Penguins, that's a task in itself. Then you have to be able to clear it and get your offense a chance to score because you know the Penguins are going to score. So if you have problems clearing the ball, it only hurts your defense more because what we've talked about in the pregame, the Argonauts have 20 guys on their team. They're short-staffed as it is. When you can't clear it, you're putting more pressure on those defenders to guard quick guys like Glavin, like Bernstein, like Copeland. they can't keep doing that over and over again. It's like in a football game. If you keep the defense on the field the whole game, they're going to tire out in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, and you saw the depth really take over for the Penguins, and you also saw the mindset of the Argonauts just deteriorate throughout this game.
And what seemed to be a close game in that the start of the second half, what seemed to be a close game really just turned around as Coach Webster laid into his squad, got them focused, and they haven't allowed a shot here in this fourth quarter, only one in the second half, as it was that soft goal past Stanley.
And you mentioned this, having a little Notre Dame dating your experience about how they had lost a lot of guys as that shot goes off the cruise. And it took a while. It's going to take a while for this Argonaut program to get back on its feet.
And that's all the part of the rebuild, especially in a team that they only had 15 guys before the season start. They were able to bring some guys who've played maybe club lacrosse before, and they were able to field a 20-man team. And a beautiful shot from the right alley put in by the Penguins. Brock Beal, the senior captain, rifled one past Cruz. Goal number 23 here at Kenley Field. But like I was saying, they only had 15 guys when the scheduled season's supposed to start. They're able to field five more guys and round out a team of 20. It's tough to play with only 20 guys in lacrosse, which has such free substitutions. There's going to be guys coming in and out. You see the Penguins, they're deep. They have 30 guys. They're going to send guys in when you don't even expect it. They're just going to keep running guys through, and that just really helps late in games like this. Maybe it's fatigue that wore it in the second half, but the Penguins have asserted themselves up 23-4.
And it keeps everybody fresh for the Penguins, and also bringing in 15 new players. You got to build all that chemistry over again.
And yeah, that's true. I didn't even think about that. It's once you have all these freshmen, you have a mixture of what is about six or seven seniors. It's hard to mix those two guys together, those two groups together, when they haven't played at all, don't get too much practice time together. It is tough for Coach Arbejo, but I know they're going in the right direction with him at the helm because he was a very good player himself. Penguins have it as they want another faceoff. Left wing behind the cage. Just under 2:30 left in this one. Penguins will move to 2-0 in conference play, 5-1 overall. And their next game, like Alex talked about earlier, will be at Whittier against DePaul University on March 26th at 7 p.m. And then they will play a Friday night game at Whittier, but this time against Whittier College at 7 as well. So a couple night games on the slate for the Penguins coming up. And what is your outlook for them going into the next two games and then even into conference play in April?
I'm really looking ahead to conference play. I think they can beat DePaul, and I think they can beat Whittier. I don't want to speculate too much because you got to play the game, and it's not played on paper. But it's all going to come down to when they get back into conference. But what we're seeing here today, when they travel to at Notre Dame Dana Muir, they look like they can handle them. We saw them take care of business at Adams State. We haven't seen Colorado Mesa. But the Penguins are looking prized to really run this conference.
Yeah, and that Colorado Mesa matchup on April 27th here will definitely be a dandy. It might determine the overall standings as the Penguins are looking to repeat as champions. But like you said, no game is ever played on paper, and they've got to take care of those games before they get down to those two conference matchups against Colorado Mesa.
And we'll get to see Colorado Mesa on the 27th of April. And that's the only third home game the Penguins have here at Kenley Field.
Yeah, and that's the thing about lacrosse. Not too many teams on the West Coast. So if you want to go play a good team, a good ranked team like Pfeiffer, you got to go to their house and play them on the East Coast. So it's really hard for the Penguins to schedule games here at home, which is why they only have three games, which they're all mandatory in the conference games.
That's a great point. You touched on this earlier before the game. Lacrosse is huge on the East Coast. It's just starting to grow on the West Coast. So having to go to a ranked team on the East Coast, that's the only way you can play them. That's the only way you can get them on your schedule. They're not going to come out and play you here.
Yeah, which is why Coach Webster and his team always takes that annual trip to the East Coast, because they have to get those marquee matchups in their house, in the East Coast team's house, as a shot goes wide by the Penguins, but they do have the backup and will keep possession here. Just under a minute left, 23-4. Penguins stomping on the rival Argonauts, as they did last year twice. Beat them handedly, 18-3, 22-3. This time up, 23-4. Trying to one-up them, their performance from last year where they won the conference championship.
And they're looking to do just that and go back-to-back conference ships. And this is going to kind of be a little dynasty that Coach Webster has built, because the youth is great. And there are some seniors, but they will get players to step up that aren't. And especially from the freshmen and sophomores, Bernstein brothers will be back. And what I've seen from Wilkerson and Van Sill, and they'll get Acevedo back, they have a lot of depth here. And it's going to be a promising good run for Coach Webster.
Yeah, and you talked about it right there. Coach Webster building a dynasty. He has those seniors that can take control and be the leaders on the team, but then they have the juniors, the freshmen, the sophomores. Everyone on this roster is really an impact player. We saw it in the second half. They played mostly reserves, or what you would call reserves on many other teams. They could probably start for almost any other team in this conference. They're that good. They're that well prepared by Coach Webster and his staff, who've done an excellent job. 23-4 is the final count here at Kenley Field. The Penguins throttle the rival Argonauts. Next home game will be broadcasted, but it is all the way on April 27th, a Sunday game against rival Colorado Mesa. If you want to say two rivals, it's going to be the Argonauts and Mesa, who was the second place team last year and is always a good lacrosse club. They'll come here at 1 o'clock April 27th. That's the next broadcast, but the Penguins will be on the road at Whittier, at Adams State, at Mesa, at NDNU before the season rounds up here at Kenley Field.
And we'll be looking forward to that. We'll have one more call against Colorado Mesa, and that will be the last of you here for Mr. Temple and I on radio.dominican.edu. But from the first lacrosse broadcast, a dominating performance by the Penguins.
And that wraps it up for everyone here at Media Row, LC, Mike Temple, Alex Swan, Stu Horn, Brad Van Alstyne, everyone involved in getting radio.dominican.edu what it is. We are out, and we'll be back April 27th. Thank you for listening.